B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
To show you how crazy things are and how, you know, the world just changes. We were talking about what was in Loren's bag as she takes it to the hospital on Saturday when she's going to be induced. And that had to be cut short because, Roy, you set up a senator to come on the air with us this morning. This is important.
This is important. Senator Jeff Jackson, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, good to hear y'all. I was listening to her talk about what she was going to bring. She's bringing that oil diffuser. You got to have that these days.
Senator, you were paying more attention than us. I got so excited when you called because we've been trying to find an official. You know, we've been trying to get someone to, of an official capacity to talk to us about what's been going on with the protests. But everyone's busy because I think everyone's booked on other shows. And so we were trying to find someone. And then I was on social media and I saw your Twitter where you were actually at the protest. And you had a really detailed account of it. And I'm like, this guy's was so descriptive. We got to get him on and get his perspective.
It was a fascinating thing to watch the evolution of it. First of all, you had the daytime protest earlier that afternoon, which were, you know, totally peaceful, very productive. Also just very different as far as the age cohort. The evening protest, much younger, like the average age, maybe 23, 24, whereas the afternoon protest, average age probably 40.
Interesting.
Plenty of people over the age of 60 and into their 70s, also plenty of babies. It was more of a family event. The evening event, the reason it was so different tonally is because the people who are out there are ones who perceive themselves to be the ones at risk. The afternoon event was more like they were here for other people,
right? Okay.
Recognizing that there's a threat to others, like a solidarity kind of thing. The evening one, that was like people who thought, I and my friends are the ones who are directly being impacted by this issue. Totally different tone.
Senator, the afternoon one, is that the one that was in South Park, the South Park area? Where was your which protest were you at?
Yeah. Yesterday there was the afternoon one in the South Park area in Selwyn, but the day before then there were two organized protests in Uptown, Ford Park being the big one.
Okay. I think what we need to hear from you, Senator, is a quick word on people who are confused between our protesters, what you saw, peaceful protesting, and the people who are getting a lot of the TV time and a lot of the social media retweets, which is the looters, the agitators, the ones that are causing trouble.
Yeah,
the vandals. And taking the voice away from those who need the voice the most. What do you say to people who aren't out there on the front line with you like that?
And did you see that actually happen when you were out?
If you were out there at the beginning of the nighttime protest, like 7 o'clock, you see about 1,500 people, very young, but the overwhelming themes, the chants and the conversations that you have, compassion, empathy, understanding, a real resistance to that type of vandalism. And when I saw someone would like throw a bottle of water or something at the police, the whole crowd would turn on them and yell at them because people who are actual protesters, not vandals, but actual protesters, understand what it means to protest effectively. And they know what type of conduct undercuts that message. But as the night goes on, a lot of those folks fail. They go home because they've done their protesting, right? After 3 or 4 hours, the real protesters, a lot of them leave.
Okay.
You go from maybe 1,500 people to maybe 300 to maybe 200 people. And so the percentage of people who are looking to break things, and that's why they're there, go up relative to the size of the crowd. You really are talking about less than 1%. And people tend to think about, you got protesters and then protesters who break things. Protesters who break things are not protesters. Okay. That's like you're talking about two different types of people. So the people who are getting attention aren't people who are protesting ineffectively. They're just vandals who are using this as an opportunity to get a little covered to break some glass. That's all they're really doing.
Right. You know, we see that a lot of the times those who are seeking equality, it's typically those who are marginalized who are constantly trying to seek that equality. And now we're seeing where everyone needs to seek equality. You know, I mean, we've made it very clear on this show that we all come from a place of privilege on this show, as I'm sure you do, Mr. Senator. And I was talking with some other friends of mine at Power 98, and we were talking about the conversations and how important they are to have them on the radio for people to hear them. And then, of course, take action. What do you think, Senator Jackson? What is some...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Action. What are some changes? What's some progress that we can make towards this equality?
That's a great question, and I like how you set it up with how this concerns all of us. And if anyone hasn't watched the actual video that catalyzed all of this, please do that. There are a lot of people who are questioning, why is this necessary? Why is this time so strong? Watch the video, and if you're a normal person, you will feel a strong anger response. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
Now, to your question, what can be done? First thing, most important thing, honestly, when officers commit heinous crimes in public, overtly on camera, they have to be prosecuted for those. And there's a long history of looking the other way, and that can't happen this time. The most effective deterrent to this kind of behavior isn't training, although we need to talk about that. It isn't funding, although we need to talk about that. There are underlying causes, but the most effective deterrent is these officers get in a whole bunch of trouble, and all the other officers who are inclined to have these types of tendencies realize, oh, there really are consequences to this behavior. And the officer in question, the key officer, had over a dozen complaints filed against him up to this point. So he was clearly a bad apple before this day.
Mm-hmm.
We need to send a message not just to the good officers who are doing the right thing, but to the bad officers. Like, if you try and abuse your power, you are going to go to prison as a result. This is no longer a job where you can come in and just abuse your power.
Senator Jackson, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go right ahead.
Senator Jackson with the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show. Senator, let me ask you this. I saw somebody said, to your point there, when you have a conversation with a police officer and the police officer is going to tell you, hey, I'm with you, what do you want me to do? I thought this was such an amazing thing. And this is progress. This is advancement because it's different than what I've heard in the past. They said, don't just say we appreciate it, thanks for keeping us safe during this protest. But they said, give us a badge number. Give us a name of someone in the force, on the police force, that's a bad apple. And we will keep your name out of it anonymously. Report them. Do you think that that's something that could work? That is okay. Different than what we've done in the past.
I like the change in mentality because clearly the broad critiques of law enforcement, like as a concept in America, that's not going to be the lever that moves things. It's going to be focusing on the bad apples and finding a way to suss them out. I've had a lot of people email me say, oh, psych evaluations. That's what we need to do. We need to give all officers psych evaluations. Okay, well, do we really have psych evaluations that are good enough and accurate enough where it won't turn up a bunch of false positives and a bunch of false negatives? Like, I don't know. But hearing from people, if we sort of crowdsource this, that would be a good indication. Then it's on law enforcement to take those complaints seriously, which historically has been an issue in the past.
So, Senator, how do we make sure that those changes are happening? Do we continue the protests? Do we vote locally? Do we have conversations? What's the most effective way to make sure that those changes are happening?
I had a bunch of conversations with protesters. I'll tell you the saddest conversation I had. It was with a young black man. He was about 24 years old, and he said, we need to do this, this, this. He was laying out big things, affordable housing, educational equity. And I was like, yep, and we got a good election coming up. Good chance for everybody to vote and have their voice be heard. He looked at me like I was crazy. He said, I don't vote. Mm. Said, what are you talking about? It doesn't make any difference. Mm. And that was really sad because he's wrong, as I tried to explain to him. His vote is his most powerful weapon. If you're protesting and you're not voting, you are getting it wrong. Mm. If you only have a choice between two and one of those things for some reason, you better vote because it's much more important. It is your most powerful weapon.
It's Senator Jeff Jackson with some very true words. You got to vote and we got to take action. I appreciate you so much for taking the time to call us and be part of this conversation here on the Manny Rewind the Ranch Show. I thought it was really important to get your opinion and your insight, because you were there at the protest and you spoke with a lot of people. And thank you for joining us, okay?
Thanks for focusing on this issue as a community in Charlotte. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it. And when are you up again for election, by the way?
Well, in the General Assembly, we're all up every 2 years.
We're always
running.
Lord, I was about to say, you're always campaigning.
I mean, man, oh, man.
2 years.
Keeps us on a real short leash.
Gotcha. Well, you're a front runner for me because you're the first senator to call the show this morning. So your opponent is, you're one step ahead.
Manny doesn't even live in the Senator 37th Jackson. District, no. And he's going to try to vote.
I'm in Union County. What does it matter? All right. Thanks, Senator. We appreciate it, your time. And thanks for being out there and walking. And I'm sure we'll see you again, okay?
See you again. Take care.
All right. Uh-huh. As the senator was talking about protesting and walking with the protesters, Roy, it made me think of your comment earlier this morning and an issue that I think you have. You said that if it wasn't for COVID-19, you'd be out there protesting.
100% I'd be out there in a heartbeat.
And I'm not so sure you would. And I'll tell you why coming up at 9:50 this morning.
I absolutely would. You don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Stand by, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.